no real place to stay. Is this the future? And where I'm gonna be? Last night it killed me when I had this crazy dream.
Morning, San Francisco.
You beautiful, sweet, springtime, warm day, city by the bay. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, San Francisco.
I'm 0 for 2?
You're 0 for 2 on mics.
Mics aren't working?
Where are mics at? We'll figure this out. Okay, all right, they're the eggs mics.
There we are.
Hey, all right, good morning, San Francisco. Whew. Give me just a minute here. I gotta press some more buttons.
I think you're on.
I don't think so. No? I don't think so.
Oh, that one's on.
No, neither one. These are both egg mics. This is the coffee mic I'm talking.
Yeah.
The mics are keyed by stickers, and this is the coffee mic, and
these are the egg mics over here. Give me him.
All right, well, while you figure that out, I'll let the people know.
Good morning,
Texas! Good morning.
Morning.
People are yelling at us out here already.
It's already happening. We got a lot of waves already this morning, folks.
We do. So we're out here on JFK right now because it is just so darn beautiful. Folks are riding by. They are jogging. They are yelling at the two strange folks with radio gear. And they're ready for what's bound to be a good day. And so are we. So today we're going to do a lot of things. We're going to ride down to hang out with the youth on Page Street as they get ready for their biking and rolling today. Going to interview the next generation of rollies. And then we're going to chat with our friend Jody from Walk SF about their stair challenge and all the things that Walk SF is doing. And then we will cap it off chatting with the fine folks from Downtown First Thursdays, which kicks off tonight. Tonight's the first Downtown First Thursday, and it's undoubtedly going to be a beautiful one. So, San Francisco, wherever you are right now, we hope you're getting prepared for what is bound to be a very, very nice day. How you looking over there, Sequoia?
No, I don't know what's going on over here. I'm missing the input completely.
I'll just keep doing this then.
You're doing a great job. For what it's worth.
Wait, say that one more time.
You're doing a great job, Early Bird.
So my name is the Early Bird, and I'm here with my co-host,
Sequoia!
And together, we're going to take you from under the covers till after coffee. Best frequencies forever for the next 2 hours.
This is a bad idea, but I'm on the microphone for the laptop right now. This is not what we should do, but it works for this moment. Keep debugging this. So many mics.
All right, San Francisco, let me give you the weather and let you know what this beautiful day is going to look like, because standing out here on the promenade right now, it is incredibly nice as a whole host of cyclists just go by heading towards the ocean. You think it's this nice at the ocean right now?
I think so. You got a mosquito on your head.
Oh, my
gosh. Gotcha.
Right on my forehead.
I think it is absolutely beautiful out there right now.
Hope there's no mosquitoes there.
No.
Oh, look at all the people running towards us all of a sudden.
Wow.
Should we start running in the other direction?
I don't know. I'm afraid. Like salmon spawning upstream.
I don't think we can outrun them.
I don't think so.
So the weather today, one-word weather, is pleasant. It's currently 54 degrees, although it feels warmer than that, especially here in the sun. The high today is going to be 64, although last night it said it was going to be 67. So dropping rapidly, perhaps. As we look towards the rest of the week and the weekend, tomorrow is going to be nice and sunny and 62 degrees. And then Saturday, we get a weird burst of rain.
Ooh, that's strange. I saw that.
Yeah. So Saturday, it's supposed to rain, 98% chance of rain, and we might get as much as a half an inch.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it really is. So, and then as we look towards next week, it's a pretty standard San Francisco forecast. 56 the high, 46 the low on Sunday, and every day thereafter, it warms up nicely. Ooh, actually, next Friday, you ready for this?
Hit me.
Next Friday, tentatively, it's going to be 68 degrees.
Woo!
Full sun.
I love it.
And the true mark of a good San Francisco day is the days on either end of it are nice, too.
Morning.
Podcasters.
They got us. Bunch of broadcasters out here.
The sun rose today at 6:13 a.m. and the sunset, the magic hour. You want to take a guess here?
9:15 p.m.
So close. 8:02.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So, very excited to have sunsets happening after 8 o'clock. Hey, you know sunsets after 8 o'clock today.
Woo!
Yeah, you hear that, Woo?
Love to hear it.
That was a natural one.
That was.
The last light of the day, by the way, is 8:30.
Woo, I'll take it.
Yeah, going on real late today. And then other things to note about the weather as I pull up the tides here. If you are headed to the beach, here is what you should know, is that A, it's going to be very, very nice, and B, not too big of waves. Pretty nice. High tide happened not too long ago at 6:37 a.m., and then low tide is at 1:22 p.m. today. A very even tide schedule. So,
yeah, it is.
A good day to get out there, maybe try to pull some meaty clackers out of the water.
Ooh, I love it.
You know?
Yeah, try to grab your dinner from the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Come on. You won't be upset about that even if you fail.
No. All right, I see we jump into a jam. I'm going to try to unplug some things and plug them back in.
That's the true way to fix things, right?
I don't know what's going on over here.
All right. You got a jam for the people?
Oh, do I? Do we? Yeah, you suggested it. Welcome back. You suggested it.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man. How you doing? You good?
I know you like that. I know you like that.
How long you been back, man?
I see the girls in the club, they getting wild for me. And all the pretty chicks all wanna smile at me. These rap cats, man, they all got this out for me. And if I ever see them, man, they probably bow to me. And when this beat drop, I know they gon' lean. World know they gon' fiend. Everything Mississippi to the Palm Springs. Girls from brunettes down to blonde queens. These young boys don't know what a don mean. I'm just a bad boy, gone clean. I'm the diamond chain choker, always remain sober. Don't drink liquor and all the game's over. Need a plane, I explain it to my broker. Three bots in the hood, top down, and ain't over. You know there's more, man, where that come from? Me and Kuda love rolling back to back in one.
See, the names have all changed since I've been around. But the game ain't the same since I left out.
Still, I'm the most fly. I win so much, they wanna know who I'm coached by. Every day approached by chicks when I was multi. Wanna give me so side, but I'm like, don't try. I see the hisses and the disses when I go by. But see the misses on my wrists when I float by. Self-control and I can't tell you no lie. Tryna find a soulmate, you end up being soul tied. I make my money, man, without the coca. Living la vida without the loca. I'm down south, so they show me country love. And I ain't even country thug. The people give me daps and hugs, so it must be love. And I love the country grub. It feel good to hear people singing welcome back. And I ain't even selling a track, cause I'm that Harlem cat.
Names have all changed since I've been around, but the game ain't the same since I left out.
Question for you, Sequoia.
Hit me.
Do you think people are looking at us because we're two guys out here with a full radio setup, or because we're two guys out here dancing on the promenade?
A little bit from column A and a little bit from column B. Morning. Oh, goodness. Well, San Francisco, what a beautiful Thursday morning it is out here in Golden Gate Park. Pressed up against the edge of the promenade, standing by the conservatory. Thank you. Of flowers.
Conservancy is what cares for a conservatory.
Thank you. Conservatory, yeah. And a conservancy cares for it. I'll try to remember that.
I got you.
I appreciate that. We're both free coffee too. You're all over it.
All right. Let's get some coffee here.
Is that your mug?
Yes. You got
Can
yours?
Give you my mug? It's in the backpack, I thought, or somewhere around here. Oh, yeah, it's attached to the bag. Here we go.
Woo-hoo-hoo. All right.
Hit me with some coffee. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it smells so good.
It really does smell good today.
This is, I'm into this already.
Okay. Do you think the people have their coffees?
San Francisco. I don't think that this runner coming towards us has their coffee.
Mm-mm. I don't see any coffee.
Morning. No, but you know, what's good? So let's take a sip. Take a sip for him.
Let's do it.
Which direction is Jody in all the way? Also, I said I was going to take a sip in her direction.
This way.
Okay, let's go. Yeah. Let's face that way then. All right, San Francisco. Let's take a sip of coffee together. Count of three. I'll wake up on this Thursday morning. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. One, two, and...
That's hot.
Pre-coffee, I said Jody, not Joni. Mm. And I meant to say Joni.
Mm. Mm.
Good morning. Morning.
Why am I not sipping coffee looking at the sun more often?
Yeah, this is really a great place to enjoy your first cup of coffee in the morning. What is it? It's like just before 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. Right here on the promenade, mm-hmm. sipping some coffee, waking up, and the world's just passing us by in the nicest way as possible.
Joseph!
Good morning.
Way to a meeting.
You're looking good. You're looking meeting appropriate.
Thank you. Good to see you both.
You too.
Yeah, have a good one. The promenade's a great place. If you don't have a meeting already on the books, just come down here. You'll get a meeting on the books in no time. Who do you need to meet with? People will just come through here.
Yeah. What a great spot.
Fantastic. Well, who do you think is hanging out with us this morning? And why do you think that it's 1,000 sea lions?
I cannot wait to go down and see the sea lions. I might do that today.
Same.
Do you want to leave work early and just go down to Pier 39 and see 1,000 sea lions?
All right. Let's talk about it. Who do you think the first person was that tweeted in to us this morning?
Just because you mentioned, I'm going to go with Joni.
It was the one, the only, the mayor of Oakland, Mikey Davey.
Mike Davey, nice.
Mike, hello. Mike says, good morning, rollover easy. I'm awake. It's cool. Time for a sip. Ooh, he's got a great catch of the day mug.
Ooh. Mike Davey, catch of the day. Hey, got a friend here already. Hello. Hey pup.
Nice as you. Just say hi.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I haven't had my cup of coffee yet, though, so I can't slip with you on air.
It's okay.
But Zizu's happy. He's here. He's here.
Right.
He's
Zizu.
Saying hi.
Yeah. Hi, Zizu.
I love that you're wearing a Fernet shirt, too.
Oh, yeah, I won this at a bar once. I was like, cool, I won a Fernet, so I wear it to work out.
I don't know if Fernet shirts are possible to acquire outside of winning them at a bar.
I don't think so either. I'm not sure if anybody seeks Fernet outside of a bar, even inside of a bar.
I seek it inside of the bar. I'll be that side of the equation.
Yeah, I'll go with that as well.
How's your Thursday morning going?
Well, I literally just woke up. Oh, I have to tell you about this amazing dream that I had last night.
Hit it.
I dreamt that a friend of mine lent me a tall bike, and I was riding it down to Clement Street because it was pedestrianized, and everybody was out there like enjoying Clement Street. And the most amazing part about this whole adventure is that they had fixed Arguello as well.
Oh, love it.
And then I woke up.
If your dreams could become reality, we'd make you the transit director.
Oh man, thank you. I would take that job.
That's a great dream. I don't have dreams nearly that good.
Sometimes I have good dreams. Oh, and I have some other great news, because you guys interviewed me about my bat film.
I was about to say, the invisible mammal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So we just found out that we have some funding coming our way.
Hey! Nice. Congratulations.
Such a huge relief. And so we're getting some funding, and it's going to be like a matching grant of like $25,000, but they're actually going to give us the $25,000. Like right now, so we can like continue editing and get a rough cut done by the end of the summer.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I like a matching grant that comes on the front end. They're like, no, we trust you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're good for it.
Exactly. I know.
That's really nice. I like that.
I do too.
I feel like even the bats that are maybe sleeping right now are celebrating that to some degree.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. They're actually having a really great dream right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Their dream about protected bike lanes as well.
A pedestrianized cave. Yeah.
Safe bat havens for all. Bats and safe bats and bikes havens for all.
It's so reasonable when you say it out loud.
Yeah, right?
We're just mammals like them looking for a nice cave to hang out in.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we all deserve a cave or a protected bike lane.
100% agree with that.
There we go. Well, what's on the agenda for the rest of your day as you head off from here? Getting coffee, I assume, is at some point on the agenda?
Yes, at some point. And, you know, I'm working on somebody else's film today, editing their sizzle reel. And it's a really interesting film because it's about the indigenous Hawaiian movement to end the military leases on Oahu, mm-hmm. And the rest of Hawaii, actually. And so it's fascinating. And so it follows these three young activists and their efforts to return Hawaii back, the Hawaii land back to the indigenous Hawaiians.
Cool. That's awesome.
Great. Here for it. Yeah. Love it.
Wait, and did you say a sizzle reel?
Yeah, a sizzle reel. So we have one for the invisible mammal. And it's basically the sample reel that you would... I think that dog thinks that dog is a coyote. I think that's what it is.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's the dog that looks like a coyote.
No, that dog just looks a very coyote-looking dog. Yeah. I agree. But it's not... Yeah.
You don't want to have your doppelganger be a coyote.
Oh, no, no. It's checking out the squirrel.
There's a lot of nature going on right here.
The sizzle reel. So it's what you send to foundations and grantors and investors in order to get funding for your film.
We got to get our sizzle reel together.
We have not much sizzle, unfortunately.
More faces, of a simmer.
Faces for radio over here.
Well, thank you for stopping by and chatting with us.
It was such a pleasure to just walk by and see you guys out here broadcasting from Carfree JFK.
This
JFK
is just
Promenade.
What we're doing.
This is just what we do. And next time, I
have you calendared on my calendar, and when when I have time, I click on that link and I tune in from my apartment. But this is special. I get to see
this
you.
This is
live.
IRL. Yeah. You're part of it today.
Yeah.
You're not listening to the radio. You are the radio.
Zizou, we're the radio.
Okay, bye, Zizou.
He's sniffing the microphone.
Yeah. We'll get you to bark into it one day.
And he's yawning. He hasn't had his coffee yet either.
Oh, Zizou.
All right, well, have a great show.
Thank you.
I'll come back and tune in.
Oh, what a joy. Just coming down here on the promenade.
You can't help but see people, you know.
Absolutely love it. Mm. What a great start to the morning.
Invisible Mammal, check it out.
Yep, you have to.
Yeah. Who else is hanging out with us?
Also hanging out with us, the one, the only, Sol Drew.
Hello!
Good morning, Sol Drew. Sends us some great Pantone mugs, a couple of hearts in different colors corresponding to the colors on the mugs, and a couple coffee emojis. You love to see it, Sol Drew. What a beautiful start to a Thursday morning.
That it is. Mm-hmm. And Catherine, too,
says
that the coffee mic sounds better.
Hello!
Catherine, the esteemed Noe Valley toilet reporter for Rollover Easy. She did. She hit us with all the facts. I think she sent in a picture of the flyer before I saw it from anyone else.
It's true.
She's on it. Yeah. More runners here going by this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Morning.
And got dogs running with them, too.
I love it.
Yeah. And then Jeff chimes in and lets us know that we got to check out the webcam before going to see the sea lions, because right now there are not so many. I think half the rafts are in the shade, and maybe the rest will be back later when the sun is higher. You know, we're kind of doing the same thing. We're sitting out here in the sun, too.
Yeah. So I went on the webcam last night, and I want to see if I could see the sea lions at night,
mm-hmm.
right? So I fired it up, and sure enough, you could see the sea lions, and I swear one of them had a little nightcap of Fernet in their hand. I promise you. I zoomed in, and I was like, yeah, that's Fernet they're drinking. So they're out there. They're active. Morning.
So many folks on good bikes today, too.
Yeah. Every bike's a good bike if you look at it.
Yeah.
Good morning. Love it. Need some more dings, some more bell dings.
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah, we'll get our bell once we get on the bike here.
It sounds pretty good.
I feel like you should read this Lisa Mond tweet coming in.
Pull it up.
Yeah. I feel like I've read the last couple, and it's a gift to be able to read them.
So all right, well,
never comes down on Willie Brown.
Well, it never comes down on Willie Brown. And also,
hello!
Good morning, Lisa Mond. Lisa says, eyes to the sky for B. Hutch, who left heart and totem pole at Central Valley Homestead. Hazy start in hashtag NYC, but ruminating and rambling with friends roll over easy as they celebrate young people, bikes, and all things hashtag SF.
Mm.
So beautiful.
I love it.
Great photo of B. Hutch checking out this totem pole as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, what is it called? Like a multifaceted artist? Multidisciplinary artist? Multi-amazing artist?
Multimedia?
Multimedia artist? He's all of them in the above.
He's all, yeah.
He's a multi-artist. B. Hutch, totem pole looks fantastic.
Oh, that it does. And Lisa, you remind me, we should get going. The youth are going to be there in 4 minutes, and we are slightly more than 4 minutes away. So I'm going to say this next hello, and then maybe we hop into another jam and hop on the bike.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's just jump. Yeah, I'm into it.
All right. So another hello goes out to Mac. Yes, that Mac says good morning from Dogpatch. Do you like my hat? And the hat is a Walk SF hat.
Nice.
Very nice.
Max also got a great SF City FC shirt on. You love to see it.
Yeah, looking good. Looking real good.
Yeah, looking great. Morning.
Ooh, look at that cargo bike.
Ooh. Yeah. That's great. And Soldier lets us know he's drinking a little flywheel this morning. The Nicaragua Sanjonia. Sanjonia, perhaps.
Now that this coffee has cooled down, it is very, very good.
Yeah, good flavors to it, for sure.
Yeah. All right, you got a song for the people as we load ourselves up here?
I mean, I say we just do the riskiest thing and just do it live.
Oh, my gosh. Living on the wild side, indeed. All right. Hold on here, then.
Here, you pull that out, and then I'll get in.
All right.
So, we got this.
We're going to load up here real quick as we get ready to head down a slow page. At which point we will meet up with the youth and our friends at Scenic Routes.
Lots of friends this morning.
I love the collaboration of small businesses and schools. Hold that real quick.
Ooh, I think I need to put my backpack under you, if I remember the way
we did
last time.
I'm going to do back there. I'm going to sit over it.
Yep.
Okay, and then the feet go over. Which one's socks again? Socks are over the feet into the shoes?
Socks. I don't know, but you got to know by Saturday if it's going to rain.
Over the feet, under the shoe go socks. Mm-hmm. And in the bike, it's over one backpack and then under another backpack. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
We're getting it. It's happening.
Woo.
Woo. And I'm sitting down.
All right. Sitting down here.
All right.
Backpack in there.
Excellent.
I got to take my headphones off. That would be a responsible thing to do.
Probably. Yeah. Just for the ride.
Just for the ride.
Right. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That under you here.
Morning, everyone.
Look at that.
Everyone cruising down to the office this morning.
I know. Getting after it.
It's looking great. Love to see it.
Hey, do you mind if I clip my mug to
your
back?
Yeah, please go for it.
Woo. Okay. I think we're ready.
Cool. Let's do it. And Olive, excuse me, Catherine says, Olive the cat, is still sleeping. It is a gorgeous morning. Don't sleep on the breakfast tacos at Todo el Dia in Noe Valley. Oh, these look great. Oh, my goodness. All right, early bird is taking us out, and we're off. Bum-ba-dum-ba-da-da. All right.
We're going to do a big loop here.
Yeah, big loop. Big loop.
So we get back around.
Zip up the jacket.
Oh my gosh, almost died on one of those scooters that goes insanely fast.
I don't know what these things are called. Scooter doesn't feel like the right word though.
There's like a different class of some of these like scooters and electric bikes that are like much closer to mopeds than anything else.
Yeah, right. You stand on them, but they go extremely quickly.
Yeah.
Whew. Oh, what a beautiful morning as we head out here east. Past the lighted tree.
Which
it is a beautiful
out here
morning.
For a couple more weeks, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you want to come see it, you want to bring your parents out, your kids, all that.
Got to do it.
Gotta do it. Now's your chance.
Speaking of opportunities, remember to become a bestie by donating to BFF.fm. You can go to BFF.fm/donate. And at that site, you can give a contribution to help sustain the arts in San Francisco through a generous gift. We've got varying levels of donations, starting with $15 a month. No, excuse me, $5 a month. Really, anything helps. But $5 a month gets you a bunch of things. $15 a month gets you a few more things. Go all the way up to $100 a month, but we will take more if you'd like to give more.
Yeah,
good morning.
If you want to give $1,000 a month, Cosmic Amanda is not going to stop you.
Absolutely not. You know how much bandwidth we can get for $1,000 a month? We'll take it. That's a ton of zeros and ones in the tubes. So if you're considering it, we'd say do consider it and become a bestie today. Support the arts and the greatest radio station in the history of time and space.
Yeah.
Not even close either. It's like... easily BFF.fm.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So the Entwined lights are looking great. You know, another great lighting installation that we had for a minute, though it seemed like a month, but has disappeared, are the Bay Bridge lights.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with those?
Bay Bridge lights are getting revamped, revitalized, rejuvenated, and relit for a March 2025 unveiling. Heather Knight this morning wrote an article for the New York Times, the paper of record when it comes to all things bagels, and stated that they're going to be coming back here pretty soon. Hey, thank you. Coming back here pretty soon as they're going back and they're reconfiguring and recalibrating as we pass my first apartment over here in the Hate.
The Labyrinth.
Yeah, the Labyrinth. Remember it. That's right. Labyrinth. That was a long time ago. They're going to be coming back. They need to be weather tested, battle proof, vibration ready. They're also going to be brighter and visible from both sides of the bay.
Oh, nice.
Just a tremendous win in my mind.
Cool.
Yeah. Having lights that are more accessible for everyone seems like a great win, and having them be able to withstand the elements is also a thing that we want more of.
You think in another 10 years, though, we're going to do a, like, hey, revitalize the Bay lights again?
Yes, absolutely. You know, 10 years is a good amount of time. Something lasts 10 years, it's not too shabby.
Yeah.
Are we, for Rollover Easy, should we just say that we're 6 months in now? We're 10 years in, 10 and a half years? Like, what do we say?
I don't know.
Morning. I'm not sure either. Oh, goodness. But that's a bit of good news. Get excited for that as the Bay lights, I feel like they're just a beautiful beacon.
They really are. They're something that was as enjoyable the 100th time you saw it as the first time you saw it. And I don't feel like that's an easy task to muster.
That's a really great point, you know? Every time you look at it, it's a different pattern, and that beauty is it's palpable.
What's some other news that came across your desk this week?
Let's see. So, the 1,000 sea lions. Can we talk about why they're here?
Yes.
So, as you heard, the 1,000 sea lions are here because they hear that there's a great burger at Spruce, and they're just really excited to go give it a shot and try it out.
There is a great burger at Spruce, I can confirm.
Yeah, so I guess they're trying to get reservations. They couldn't. They all just kind of landed here.
Yeah.
And instead, they've decided to chomp on some anchovies.
Ooh.
So there's a huge, huge amount of anchovies that are out there just outside the bay that are looking towards here, between here and the Farallons.
Oh,
and,
wait, so it's not like the canned anchovies? They're not just hanging out at some hip bar?
I feel like, aren't canned fish like having a moment right now at bars?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, sadly, they're not canned fish. They're fresh ones. And these sea lions look healthy and happy. Earlier this week, there were over 820, as reported. But I thought the number might have crept up to about 1,000. So a little bit of hearsay, a little bit of the rounding to the nearest 100 sea lions.
I heard there was 1,300 out there.
Goodness. Nevertheless, Jeff Potzinger chimes in this morning, and hello, Jeff.
Hello.
To mention that we should probably check the webcam before going down there because there's just less of them now.
1,600 sea lions.
And so many sea lions. Let's see. I'm going to fire up the webcam here. We'll see what's going on here down at the Sea Lion Hub.
I bet this is a good time to go out and get some anchovies, too. I bet they're out eating.
Absolutely. There are a lot of sea lions out there looking at the live cam. These ones are sunning themselves. That one's relaxing. That one's trying to get an order in for deli board right now. This other one's trying to get a petition signed. Sea lions are out in force this morning.
They're doing it.
So I agree. A couple of the floating areas do not have any sea lions on them, but it's a very small number. Morning.
Morning.
It's a very small number, as most of them are—they're out there. Someone else is controlling the webcam this morning, which you love to see. Hello, hello.
Morning.
It's a beautiful day out here on the edge of the continent in San Francisco, California. Recommend opening up a window, getting out there, saying hello to a neighbor, pouring a cup of coffee, and starting off your Thursday outside.
Can't recommend enough. Putting your face in the sun as you're drinking your coffee this morning.
Totally. As we're going down the slope of Page Street, the eastern face of Page Street, as it were. About to cross to Visadero, over here by the sight glass. How's it going? Heading into work this morning?
No, I'm going to meet a friend to pick up a hard drive, and then I'm going to yoga class.
What a fantastic way to start a Thursday.
Yeah, I think so. You have a good setup.
Yeah. Have a good time.
We're just on the radio right now, waking up San Francisco in the best way we know how. Any plans for a day such as bright and beautiful as this as you're out here on a bicycle?
Any plans for today?
Yeah, riding a bike around town.
Oh, yeah. I was just going down this hill, and I feel very lucky to be on a bike this morning. Yeah, it's glorious. I'm not looking forward to going back up the hill.
Yeah.
But no big plans. Just later I have to go. I live in the Sunset, so I'll go back there, maybe walk on the beach, but mostly do work.
Nice. I say walk on the beach.
Edge of the continent activities. Yeah. I love it. Excellent. Well, thanks for us.
Doing this all day?
No, just the next couple hours.
Nice.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, have a wonderful Thursday.
Thank you.
And this is, you're on Rollover Easy.
Rollover Easy.
Thanks.
Too.
Gotta remember to let the folks know where we're at.
That's true. We do have the thing on your laptop that lets them know, but...
That beautiful Amos drawing?
Yeah, but for the people that we come kind of side to side with...
Yeah.
Good hard suit. Oh, we're gonna get a skater coming down at us? Yeah. Let's see if I can slow my roll for the skater. Let's get him through.
Skaters.
Oh, he went the other way.
We're going to try to interview a skater. They're honeybees, man. You can't, you just sort of hope that they flow in the same direction as you. They just buzz around the urban environment. I'm not the first one to say that by any means, but I just love it and completely agree with it.
They're just out here pollinating.
Yep. Taking one Fernet from this part of town to that part of town. Oh, goodness. Hello. Get away from a person on one of those one wheels that they stand over riding down the street.
I think the craziest thing about those is that they wear, like, the motorcycle helmets. It's a bit too much risk for me if your wheeled machine has to...
Wear a motorcycle helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. It's a fair observation. Oh, goodness. Here we are crossing over Steiner as we're still cruising down beautiful Page slow streets. Hey, I haven't been down to the Wiggle since those signs were installed. Do you think they're still installed?
No, they're not.
Oh, they were taken away.
Yeah. SFMTA said, too safe.
Yeah. What the heck?
There's too much wayfinding here. It's too easy for people to know where to go.
Yeah. That's unfortunate because those signs felt like they were appropriately placed. Several languages. They looked great. Didn't really seem to be an issue with them at all.
Yeah. What happened?
It's unfortunate. What's the pathway to getting them back?
Great question. We got to interview some of the rebels.
Okay.
To find out.
The nameless, faceless group of individuals.
Doing the good work.
Yeah, but I mean, just like from a city perspective, why would we, what do we have to do to get more safety here? All right, got a crossing guard helping us out this morning. Hello, thank you.
All right. And I realized I did no real planning here, so I just hope they're... Oh, there they are.
Out and about?
That's it, they're right.
Oh, yeah, I see them right there. Right, let's just... I think we can make it on in here.
I think we can, too.
Oh, yeah, wiggle there, wiggle here. Watch out for that truck.
Watch out for that.
All right.
Should probably tell someone that we're just entering a school.
We are entering a school. It's a tobacco-free zone.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Nice ride.
I know.
Hey, thank you. Yeah.
Can you give me a ride too?
Oh, yeah, you're
absolutely. Yeah. All right, we're heading on into the school here.
Wow, there's bubbles.
We got bubbles everywhere.
So much going on.
This is excellent. Hi, everyone. Hello.
Where's... I'm Sarah. Oh, thank you for having us. Yeah, you're on the radio, you know, just hanging out.
This is it. We're live. Hello. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good.
Is this your bike up here?
No.
You got a bike over here?
I'm trying to get a loaner bike.
Are you going to get a bike over here?
Maybe.
Cool.
You know, if you don't get a bike, maybe you can just get this guy out of here and you can ride around in this one. This is the way to ride around in style.
It's pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
What's going on here this morning? Is someone working on some bicycles?
Yeah. Waiting for breakfast to be done.
Hi, how are you? What's going on?
We got bike repair here. We got bubbles here. We got the whole squad here this morning.
It's happening. So Jess, what's happening here? You got like a whole crew working on bikes, bubbles. Like, what's happening?
Good morning. It is Bike to School Week. And for John Muir, this is John Muir Elementary, and for our what we do instead of all biking to school together, we do an after school trip. So we're gonna go to Golden Gate Park after school today with a bunch of kids and teachers, and the principal biked in today.
Nice.
She bikes a lot, she's pretty hardcore.
So you'll leave here after school, mm-hmm. and then will you just ride straight up Page?
We'll ride up Slope Page, Slow Street, yep, right.
Excellent.
Up. There's that one hill we'll all have to walk, mostly. And then go to Golden Gate Park, have some snacks, play in the playground. And then head back.
What a wonderful Thursday activity.
Yeah.
So you mentioned it's Bike to School Week this week?
Yeah, yeah. So I think schools all across the city are having biking days.
Excellent. And here we are again, you said John Muir Elementary here on Page Street. This feels like a wonderful place to advocate for cycling, considering we're on a slow street. And maybe it's just the sun shining down on us and the sort of beauty of the morning, but these bubbles maybe catching the light. But this is a pretty great setup. What do we have going on here? How do we describe this scene to everyone?
Yeah, you got, we're working on bikes. What else is happening here?
We're here in the courtyard. We have this big courtyard here where all the kids come when they first come to school. And I see kids are coming with their bikes right now. We also have lots of kids on scooters.
Nice.
We have bubbles. We have stickers to give out. Bike repair going on, so everybody who brings their bike in can get a little tune-up. Be ready both for today and to hopefully ride some more. Keep riding.
Nice. And we're looking for some loaner bikes too, huh?
Yeah, I was about to text.
He got a text. We'll do it on air. Maybe.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just send out the message.
I know. I need to call. My friend Kim and her daughter Savannah goes to a different school, so I'm hoping we can borrow her bike for the day.
Nice.
Because this kid's pretty tall. I think we have some littler bikes around, but I don't think we have a bigger bikes, but we'll try.
Yeah, get that bell good ring.
Get
let's get some bell sound effects.
That's a good spot, man. Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice.
You got,
excellent.
You got multiple
sounds.
Bell options there.
Blue scooter.
Oh, there's somebody's scooter over there. Yeah.
We're here for it. Yeah. And here in the courtyard, you know, we ride in, we've got chalk on the ground, we've got some picnic tables. It looks like a great elementary school. And then.
Yeah, our little soccer green.
Yeah.
Little playground.
Oh, wow. I'm looking out here. You're right. There are a lot of scooters.
Yes, yeah. It's, you know, it's only about a mile to Golden Gate Park, and so kids can scoot, so we usually,
nice.
Get as many kids as we can to participate.
I love it. And we're out here this morning with, is it Scooter Routes? What's the name of it again? Scenic Routes.
Scenic Routes.
Thank you, Scenic Routes.
Yeah,
my apologies.
Yeah, Scenic Routes doing our bike repair, which is always really appreciated.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of stands out here, a whole number of tools that are, what's the word for putting things in nice order? Kneeling?
Oh, yeah.
Knolling? Knolling? Knolling.
Knobbing.
Knobbing? It looks great out here. We've got the tools out here. We've got bikes. We've got folks doing everything from adding a little bit of lube to tightening up the brakes to making sure there's air in the tires. Just safety.
Yes. Getting safe and ready to ride.
So just how many people will you have go with you today to the park?
I gave out close to 40 permission forms, so pretty big crew. We let the kids, so there will probably be some parents joining us, but for the most part, a lot of the kids will just be coming on their own. So I feel like one of the highest participation rates for Bike to School Week because we try to set it up so parents don't have to be here and chaperoning, just getting friends and teachers and to chaperone the trip.
Excellent.
Nice. That's great.
Is a bike to school week, is this a more recent phenomenon? Has this been around for a number of years?
It's been around for a while. The Bike Coalition organizes it along with SFMTA's Safe Routes to School every year.
Very nice.
And then, yeah, in the fall, there's a walk and roll to school week that's organized by Walk SF.
Ooh. I'm, you know, for, I don't know how many school weeks exist in the year, but let's come up with a fun bike phrase for all of them.
Yeah, we should do it. Yeah, hopefully some of these kids will keep biking to school after this.
Yeah.
So we're here and we're with the next generation of cyclists in San Francisco, John Muir Elementary School. Jess, what's an early memory that you have, or how did you first fall in love with riding a bicycle?
Oh my goodness, I feel like it took me a little while to learn, but a high school kid finally taught me to bicycle, and after that I just would bike around my town like all the time. Yeah, it really gave me freedom when I was 9 years old, just pedaling all around my town.
Wait, and are you just collecting permission slips
these
right
are,
now?
Yep, we have their field trip permission forms.
Excellent.
Kind of treating this like a field trip, so.
The youth just walked up to Xavier. Yeah, the youth just walked up to you like you were the boss, which clearly you are.
Hey. My dad's going to come over here with the bike and, at 2:30 or 2:35.
Okay, sounds good. Yay, glad you're coming.
Great.
How long have you been doing this?
Since my kids started here at John Muir, did we start in kindergarten? Yeah, so this is our kindergarten, first, second, third. This is our fourth year.
Awesome.
And we actually do it in the fall as well for like walk and roll to school week. We usually do. We started doing a trip then too because the kids love it. Most of them are like, when's the next one? When's the next one? When's the next one? it's really cool how excited they get about it.
I can see why. Yeah. It's a great vibe here as we've got kids playing with the bubble machine. We've got scooters. People are working on some bicycles right now. And again, the chalk art is really just excellent out here this morning.
Yeah. It sure is.
I'm very excited for this. I clearly won't be around for the end, but I'm excited to see y'all roll out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's two more bells on this side, too.
Oh, yeah, get some good bell sounds. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bells equal good time.
Yeah, hit these ones.
Yeah. Oh, this one's a magnet.
Kid.
Yeah, I'm not going to go up to kids without you making an introduction.
Liana just learned to ride her bikes. This is her first year participating.
Exciting.
Oh, nice.
Excited about
riding bikes, so much fun.
Not been able to bike. Yeah. She's really excited to be biking this year.
I was so excited that I woke up at 7.
You were so excited you woke up at 7?
Sounds nice.
And that kid's riding an awesome bike. Hot Wheels, like lime green.
Yeah. The bikes that come, I mean, they're all so colorful. But we've got a couple of pink bikes, green, blue. Really looking good.
Nice. I did not realize my bells were going to be such a hit. Oh, here. With this one, you got to pull it back like this. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Well, excellent. Should we chat with the mechanics?
Yeah, let's see how it's going over there.
Let's see what's going on. So, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're here with Anthony and Jay. Hello, you two.
We are the Department of Rust Abatement, the AKA the West Side Sheen, AKA the. It's fine to put a bike outside for a year in between bike to roll days.
Yeah. So you call the rust the West Side Sheen?
The West Side Sheen. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Most of the time, I tell people not to worry about it.
Yeah. You got a bike in here? You riding today?
No.
No?
It's just at home.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, maybe next time then, because this looks like a ton of fun.
What if my bike gets broken?
If your bike's broken, that's why Uncle Jay's here.
We're gonna fix it literally while he's here.
Yeah.
Is that your bike?
This is excellent. So Jay, what are you doing on this bike right now? What are you working on specifically?
This bike, the rear brake was seized because of. Because of rust and corrosion inside the shift, inside the brake housing. And so I had to unseize it, which I yanked it out. And now I have at the shop, we have a box of sort of scrap pieces that we always bring that we can use for parts here. So I pulled one out of there. We're putting a new cable in here. and we're going to have good braking.
I love it. This is great. I love reusing a piece like this.
Yeah. And this is your bike? This is your bike? Do you want to tell us about it? What's your name?
My name's Yob.
Nice to meet you. This is your bike, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us about your bike.
It's very colorful, and the thing that's not working is the brakes, and they're fixing it right now. And I'm really excited for this bike ride.
I'm excited for this bike ride, too. You got a really beautiful bike here. Do you think Uncle Jay is going to do a good job in fixing it? Do you have faith in him?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. Where are you riding today?
Me, I'm riding to Golden Gate Park.
Oh, nice. Have you ever ridden to Golden Gate Park before?
Yes, I've ridden in there last year.
Cool. Well, best of luck. Have a great time.
This is great. Getting some bikes worked on. I think it's funny that the seat post is so small on these that we're just resting the seat on top of the bike repair stand.
Yeah, it's looking good over here.
Jay, what's the word for when you put a bunch of things in a really nice order?
Knolling. Knolling.
O-L-L-I-N-G. Someone would notice. Jay is basically like antithetical to knolling.
Wow.
But what we have here, could you describe the scene for us?
We have all the parts we would need for a successful mobile repair. So we have wrenches, we have Allen wrenches, we have cable cutters, we have lube, and a lot of spirit.
Spirit seems like a really key ingredient in fixing up a bunch of bicycles. Mind just introduce yourself or tell us your name?
I'm Michael. I'm a worker volunteer at Scenic Roots.
Excellent. And I'm guessing you didn't get all of these over here today by putting them in a truck and driving over. Did you ride bikes over this morning?
That's true. The tools were brought over here. They were actually walked over. Luckily, we're very proximate to the neighborhood, so we walked the tool cart over today.
Excellent. And how many bikes are you hoping to fix up today?
At least the whole schools would be a successful day. Yeah.
And do they all have the West Side sheen?
Everything has the West Side sheen. The question is it West Side on this side of the Vizera? I don't think so, but it's still the West Side sheen.
Yeah,
meaning
yeah.
The West Side of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're on the east of Popeyes now.
We're so. East of Popeyes, correct. Yeah. But everything's rusty, and that's okay.
Western edition, ostensibly.
Yeah.
Got more to tell us?
Yeah.
No.
What do we have here?
Another little bike.
Cool.
Seems like could use some air for sure.
Okay, cool.
And I don't know what else.
Whose bike is this? This is an awesome bike.
Yeah, this is cool.
That's Colin's bike.
This bike. Listen to
Colin.
This.
Wow. Bike's a Hot Wheels bike and makes some sounds when you rev it up.
Yeah. So Colin's bike is like day glow green. Hot Wheels, some black paint just kind of splattered over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool.
Oh, does it have a good sound?
Excellent.
Next thing you know, we'll be putting a card in the spokes here.
Yeah.
This tire you pumped it yesterday?
Anthony, can I ask a bicycle question of you?
Yeah, shoot.
What's your first memory of being on a bicycle, or when did you fall in love with the bike as a mode of joy in transportation?
I was actually just telling Jay, I was the youngest of six kids. So I had older siblings who, quote-unquote, taught me how to ride a bike, which meant we would go to the cemetery nearby, and they would, I don't know, I was probably seven, and they would push the bike along, and I would insist that they were pushing the bike, so I was being held up because I wasn't confident enough to be on two wheels. And then, I assume this is universal experience. At some point, they just let go of the bike. And, like, you're still riding, but you don't realize you're not being held up. And I say it's like in cartoons where a character runs off a cliff.
Yeah.
And they don't fall until they realize they're in midair. It's kind of like that when you turn around and your brother's no longer pushing you.
You're free.
No, you immediately crash.
Oh.
You lose all confidence.
40 PSI.
But, yeah.
Do you wish a program like this existed when you were growing up to introduce you to cycling in the city and get your bike into good repair?
You know, I'm a 70s kid, so we just rode bikes everywhere. We didn't even think about it. This is pre-helmet world. I hate to sound like that person, but, you know, we were free-range kids. We played in the woods. We rode our bikes all over town. That's the way I grew up. And, yeah, this is like a little slice of that, huh? Be nice if kids were able to have that level of independence now. But I get there.
I feel like that's exactly what's being instilled today, though, right? You get to
100%.
Show up at school, and then at the end of school, you get to get on a bike with all of your friends and go to America's greatest park.
Like, That's right.
If this isn't instilling a bit of bicycle-based independence, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jay, you're going to have to go through a lot of grease there with that chain, which looks to be about 96% rust.
Yeah, we don't rust shame here, really. So
I'm sorry.
We're not like the dentist. We're like, I know you didn't floss. We all know what's going on here, but we don't talk about
no
it.
No one comes up and goes, no, I ride this bike daily. Yeah. I definitely, four times a week, I lube the chain.
I do want to say a bike is like a dog. It can go outside,
yeah,
but you need to bring it inside at the end of the day. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not going to. You got fun.
Good advice over here. All right, so now that we're standing here, I turn around, and there's a school bus out front. There's a whole bunch more kids. So the school day's getting underway.
Yeah, it certainly is.
The principal is wondering if she could start some tunes, if it would mess up the radio show, to blast some tunes.
This is her world.
Yeah, we're here for the, we're here for the, we walk into the scene and observe.
There's music every morning.
Yeah,
so that's
don't,
part of the...
please do not let us stand in the way of music.
You're right, Kimmy. Wow. Somebody else, hi, thanks for being here.
Hello, yeah, absolutely.
We said, come over here and look at it, and I wasn't sure what you wanted me to look at.
They're fixing some bikes.
Oh, they're fixing some bikes. Like the kids used to fix bikes. It's like there's lots of different tools. Yeah. Oh, I know who this is. This is Otto. Because you want to ride a bike, Kimmy?
I like that we're just getting a lot of good playground sounds.
Yeah, lots of good sounds.
It's my favorite thing to do. I taught my nephew. I taught Avi in secondary.
The bubble machine is going off. It's now the central feature of the playground.
All right, another bike looks like it's good to go.
Another bike ready to go. And more bikes rolling in here.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Excellent.
Exciting. Yeah. Jay, how long have you been doing this? Coming here and working on...
I was just thinking that. I think it's the fourth year. Yeah. It might be the third. But I think it's the fourth.
Has it changed much over the years?
We got better at what to bring, and also understanding our scope, which is moderately narrow, like focused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're not trying to like
no scope creep.
Build a Market Street commuter here that's out there ready for blood in the streets. We're just trying to get up Page Street to the park.
But I want to, get on a little bit of dirt in Golden Gate Park.
Yeah,
my friends go to the Headlands.
That's not gonna happen.
No, but it will take them on a wonderful journey and create lifelong memories.
Yeah.
People are just like flying through the courtyard on bikes and scooters right now.
Cool. You want us to take a look at your bike?
All right, new bike up.
Oh yeah, new bike.
What's your name, my man?
Alex.
Alex, can you tell us a bit about your bike?
It goes fast, and it's really cool.
It goes fast and it's really cool. Like, what else does a bike need to do? I think you've kind of covered it. Where are you riding it to today?
The Golden Gate Park.
Nice. Have you ever ridden to Golden Gate Park before?
Yeah.
You're a pro? You got it? Nice.
What are y'all doing in Golden Gate Park?
I don't know. I think we're just going to ride there and ride back.
Nice. Sounds like a good ride.
Are you riding too?
Yeah.
Nice. You got a scooter. How do you like the scooter?
It's pretty good. It's just my old scooter.
Yeah, I saw you flying around the courtyard. You're pretty fast. You think you're faster on the scooter than a bike?
Mm-mm.
No, the bike's faster.
Well, both are pretty darn fun.
You're going to the park as well?
Yeah.
Nice. Did y'all go to the park last time y'all did this ride together?
I wasn't here last year.
You weren't here last year, so this is your first time.
Nice.
I think it'll be a good day. Good day for it.
Thanks, y'all.
Got the music back on?
Oh, yeah, music's on. It's happening now.
What a Thursday scene here.
The musical stylings of mornings at John Muir are like chef's kiss. Like, if you're just like, it's like 8:15 and I just want to feel good, you should walk down to Page Street and just hang out here for like a half hour and just watch the kids and every single person who is an administrator or a teacher who's here out here, they're all just like, I mean, it's really something to see. To like bring tears to your eyes, the joy and the like dedication.
It is a great scene down here this morning, and you're right, it's not just the kids. It's all the staff that are out here as well, parents doing the drop-off thing. Everyone's got a sense of vibrancy and joy on a Thursday morning when the sun beats down on the courtyard where everyone's starting off their days.
Yeah,
this is great.
I don't think it'd be possible to be down here and not feel joyful about it.
Mm-hmm. So, Jay, what are you going to be doing to this bike? Same as before, a little bit of lube on the chain?
Yeah, I don't want to get too technical, but all these kids' bikes have plastic hand-tightened headsets.
Yeah.
So, and that is the bearing assembly in the steering column. And they're all loose, and it's great. And you just hand-tighten them with
That's
your hands.
That's really nice.
And you're like, wow, look at me, I'm a bicycle genius.
Hand-tightening, underrated for what it's worth.
You like pick up a bike, you're like, whoa, this bike is messed up. And they're like, oh, no, wait, just turn this thing four times.
And we're back.
And it's fixed. This bike, the Huffy Rocket that Jay is working on, described by its rider as
fast.
Blue and fast. Like, what else do you need? Oh, we got another one here.
Yeah. Ooh, look at this one. This looks cool.
Yeah, I see that. All right. We'll take a look at it.
I like that some people just come, leave the bike, and walk off. They know their bikes are safe here.
Yeah.
They don't want to meet our librarian, Ms. Noakes.
Absolutely.
You want to hold on to it?
All right.
Hey there. What's your name?
Melinda Noakes.
Melinda, I hear you're the librarian around here.
It's true.
Nice.
I'm known as Miss Noakes in these parts.
Nice. Are you going on the bike ride today?
I am. It's my third, May 4th, the fourth time I've been on the bike ride. It's a highlight of our year. It's fun. Oh my gosh, so much energy. And the kids literally love it and learn to ride bikes.
I can tell. Yeah. I saw you admiring this bike over here that I was admiring as well. The bikes around here have a lot of color, but this one might take the cake.
This does, yeah. The strawberries remind me of growing up in Southern California. Uh-huh. But this is Crystal's bike, and she's decided today that she is going to be brave and try to take off her training wheels.
Oh,
and with the promise that I would teach her how to ride today. So I'm going to do it right now.
About making a core memory on a bicycle on a Thursday morning.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. John Muir, we're all about core memories. And, you know, yeah, what do you think, Crystal?
Looks exciting.
We got the training wheels off.
Yeah, I got it.
There was a promise that they can go back on if we're not feeling comfortable.
Sure.
And we're just going to give it a try. Here you go, kiddo. You want to put your helmet on and we'll try it? Just taking deep breaths.
Yeah,
like I am.
Great frozen.
You got this.
So I've been a librarian here for 12 years, and I've taught two kids to ride bikes.
Hey,
so
cool.
Just when you're a librarian, it's not just teaching, you know, reading and literacy. It's also core memories, as you guys say.
Yeah,
from theory to practice here.
Yes, that's exactly what I, you know, when I was writing those really exciting grad school papers about, put your hair up. That's a good idea.
Yeah, good call.
That's
going
to help
you
make sure you write a little better. Here, I gotcha. You know, when I was in grad school writing papers on management of library systems, they, you know, it was really, really all about the frozen helmets and strawberry bikes. All right, we got safety first happening here.
Whoa, and a frozen helmet too. This is a vibe right
oh,
here.
Oh yeah, we are. I think we're gonna make sure the backpack is off. I have
yep.
to go because Crystal is ready. To
Let's
try.
Do it. Yeah,
Where's
I want to observe
help?
This.
Oh wait, Dario, we're gonna do this.
You got this. You got
get
this.
On there. All right, so we're seeing like a core memory happening right here.
Get those feet on the pedals.
Yeah. So
taking off the pedals and doing the balance bike thing, but
And they're off.
Learning how to ride a bike on a Thursday morning.
Helping people find books is not the only thing the librarians do around here.
Librarians do so much.
So much. Shout out to all the librarians this morning. Good morning, Mom. So the courtyard is now, like, filled with kids. When we got here, there was maybe 15 people here. We're probably nearing in on 100.
Yeah. It's rambunctious in the best way possible. The volume has increased, and the bikes are continuing to be worked on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got Jay, even, we even got a kid that's spinning the wheels to help out, to make sure things move smoothly on the chain.
Yeah, Jay's doing some teaching over here now.
Good. Keep spinning it. Gotta spin it forward. Spin it forward. There we go. Excellent.
I like looking at the gears.
Yeah, they're cool, huh?
I know a bike shop that's hiring in the city.
That's perfect. We're looking good there.
Very nice.
Yeah, bike's looking awesome. Nice.
Check the brakes. Brakes are feeling pretty good. All right. Let's ship it.
Excellent. This bike, this co-op bike, is looking like it's ready to cruise through the park.
Wait,
trying to last minute find some bikes, get some bikes up to school.
Oh,
some
yeah,
kids
we're...
forgot that this bike trip was today.
Oh, yeah, we're at the last 10 minutes. You think we're going to get a couple of stragglers coming in?
Probably. I mean,
what time does school start?
8:40, but they lock the gates at 9 so often. Just
gotcha.
Like the my kid is often tardy. I notice he's not here yet.
How many permission slips have you collected so far?
Oh my goodness, probably not enough. I feel like there's a lot more bikes and scooters than I have permission slips for.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
So
I just saw another scooter come in the door.
But I see permission slips in hand, so that's.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Go.
Yes, yes.
So wait, how did you start leading this? Like, did you just take the initiative to say, like, we should go to the park? Or, like, how did this come about?
Yeah, I mean, for whenever my kids start, I was like, you know, a new bike to school week was something that's organized across the city every year. So yeah, I just went to the principal and said I'd like to do something for it. She said maybe. Okay, thanks. Maybe we'll go.
Maybe.
And so I just talked to the principal and tried to figure out the best way to do it. A lot of schools, all the kids all meet up, and...
She was trying to push it out, like, a meeting in the house.
Okay. Let's see, what was I saying? A lot of schools, like, students all meet up in the morning and bike to school together, but our student body tends to come from, like, all over the city. A lot of kids get bused in from, like, Treasure Island, Bayview. So we decided we'd probably get better participation if we did an after-school trip.
Yeah.
And that's really worked out.
Well, and you have the benefit, too, of being on Slow Page. Has that changed how this happened?
Yes, yes. It makes us feel much safer getting to them. We get to Golden Gate Park, and we get to experience car-free JFK. And it's, you know, we're going to have a lot of kids, probably over 30. So it feels very nice being on a slow street for this.
I love it.
Everybody struggles up the hill a little bit, but it's much better than trying to navigate the whole.
Good life lesson mixed in with a bike ride.
Yeah, life's got some hills.
Life's got some hills, yeah. You know, the uphill is it's a struggle. The downhill is though where we have the most injuries. So
Every year
we have a few crashes on coming back down the hill. So I'm trying to figure out how to mitigate that this year.
Well, did you know that Fell and Oak are on the city's recommended bike routes? This is the routes that our leaders recommend that you take to the park.
I would definitely not take 30. Many novice riders on Feller Oak.
Oh, so maybe that shouldn't be on the recommended route.
Yeah, okay.
Well, maybe it's like a blue square instead of a green circle, and then the black diamond is just going down.
Fell and Divis, I would call black diamond territory, honestly.
Yeah. Recommended.
A pretty experienced cyclist, I think, to get through that, you know, get between the cars turning into the Arco and the...
But I love that you're giving folks the skill set to say, like, not only... Can you summit this hill? But, like, you can do it and keep going.
Yes, I mean, there's a park waiting at the end of it and a playground.
There's a park
and
a playground, yeah.
This is a pretty pretty incredible scene that's here. Do you have any plans, or if you could wave a magic wand and make add something to the dynamic next year, anything you would update, change, enhance?
I don't know. No, I feel like
been pretty dialed in on the actual, and every year we have more and more kids join who get excited and try and get ready for it to be able to participate the next time around. I would just like to see more kids continue to ride and scoot to school after this day. Would be cool.
Yeah, I love it. This is a great laying the foundation for that to happen in the future.
Yeah.
I'm looking out at our rider who got their training wheels off, and there's a big smile, and the librarian is on the other side of the yard now. So,
oh, I think
we may have done it.
Oh my goodness!
It
is incredible how fast these kids, these first graders and second graders, can pick up biking. I feel like it took me much longer to learn, sometimes it just seems like it takes like 15 minutes of like a little bit of encouragement.
That's because, you know, you didn't have a Jess Jenkins or a librarian to help you.
I didn't have a Miss Noakes. Yeah. That's true.
All right, librarian's headed back right now. Let's see. You're going to getting a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of a pep talk over here.
You know, in second grade, the second grade teacher, she often organizes a field trip for her class to go to the YMCA and teach all this, her second grade class to learn to bike. And so most of the kids in this school, I think after second grade, have usually learned to bike because it's like one of the during school field trips for them.
Nice. I love that you can just learn at the YMCA like that.
Yeah. I think it's the YMCA Presidio. And they get good enough during the initial instruction, they get to go on a little like bike ride through the Presidio at the end of that.
What a treat.
Yeah. I think it's open to most SFUSD schools that they can get in touch with the YMCA Presidio to do that. Y Bike, I think his program is called.
Y Bike it is, nice. Oh, yeah. I'm seeing a couple other bikes rolling. You're right, the stragglers, they're here.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the training wheels to no training wheels ratio typically?
I've only seen two bikes show up with training wheels. It looks like it's kind of like 1 to 10. So.
Yeah.
Hard ratio of training wheels. Nice. Oh, and here's maybe a parent getting.
A big kid bike getting worked on.
Yeah. This is my friend Laura, and Laura and her and Thomas is my kid Otis's best friend. And Thomas rides his bike to school every day.
Really?
Yeah. His mom rides to work, and she drops Thomas off, and then keeps riding on down to work downtown.
Nice. Awesome.
Laura, do you want to be on the radio?
Bike tour, are you enjoying a nice bike ride on this fine Thursday?
Sorry?
Are you enjoying a nice bike ride on this fine Thursday?
I hope I can make it, yes. I have an appointment, but I hope so.
Got our fingers crossed for you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Excellent.
Oh, what a delight here today.
Finally, Otis has showed up.
Otis.
Yo.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
You're on the radio.
A big smile. Otis, are you riding today?
Yes.
Nice. You're a pro, though. Are you, like, teaching everyone how to ride?
I've never taught anybody, but I...
Have you ever taught somebody? You know, you kind of taught Honesty how to ride. Remember in Golden Gate Park?
Okay, yes.
I think you're an excellent teacher. You're a real pro, that's for sure.
Leading by example.
Yeah, leading by that's a great way to put it. Nice. Well, since school is starting, we can get out of your hair, but thank you so much for allowing us to come here and hang out with the kids.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
What a joyful morning.
I know.
People learning how to ride bikes getting fixed up, community coming and showing up, and otherwise getting out and about.
Yeah. Otis, you got anything to tell the adults and radio listeners of the world as they go into their Thursday morning?
If you see some kids riding on the Golden Gate today, you're free to actually ride along.
Nice. Thanks for the invitation.
You heard it here first on BFF.FM.
If they want to come join us, we're going to leave at 3 p.m. and go up Slow Page and ride around Golden Gate Park. I'll see a bunch of kids, like more kids than you might have seen in a while on bikes.
What a joy. Thanks for being a like cultivator of joy and independence.
Yes, thank you, Jess.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thank you.
All right, you too.
We're headed out.
Oh, nice. Cool. Where are you heading out?
We are going to head down
to Manny's to chat with Jody of Walk SF because they're doing a stair challenge this weekend. And then we're going to chat with 2K Angie because Downtown First Thursdays is having their first big event tonight.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Side note, Annie Freiman's birthday today.
Annie Freiman's
Happy
birthday!
Happy birthday, Annie.
Happy birthday to you. How'd we do?
It's okay.
We're about to teach the bike ride.
How was the bike riding?
We're working. Thumbs up?
Did you have fun? Ah, wonderful.
We get a little more air in the tire, and then we're going to try it again.
Okay.
So we have training wheels off.
Cool.
More air in the tire.
Excellent. Well, thank you for impacting the lives of so many through the art of riding a bicycle.
Are you in the radio or something?
I am on the radio. This is Rayleigh.
What's up? You're on the radio. You like riding bicycles?
What's up? I don't know what to say.
Do you like bicycles?
Yes.
Do you like riding bikes?
Yes.
Do you like riding bikes with your classmates?
Why am I only saying yes?
Because they're all great things.
You know what Rayleigh likes to do? He likes to make robots out of cardboard.
Excellent. Thumbs up. Cool. Well, we got to get going. We got to keep rolling. But thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Fourth grade.
Excellent.
They're gone. Cool.
All right.
I know. Yeah, he's going to do that and then he'll go up.
Let me jump
there.
Cool. All right, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, we're out of here. See you too.
Bye. Have a great ride. Have fun in the. What's that?
I'll catch you later.
What a great.
All right, next time. Okay.
What a great experience.
We're going all the way down Slow Streets to.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right, let's head out of here real quick.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Let's just put that on my toes.
Yep, put that there.
Perfect.
All right.
Yes, thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, the early bird's gonna roll us on out of here, back onto Page Street.
That I am.
See you later. BFF.FM.
All right.
Excellent.
Let's do it.
All right, y'all. Have a great Thursday.
Thank you.
We'll see you. All right, back out onto Page Street. Whew. Let's do it.
Let's do it indeed.
Excellent. What a great vibe in there.
That was so nice. So much energy.
Yeah, it really was. A lot of people getting their bikes worked on. People starting off their Thursdays, dropping off their kids to school. And everyone having a good time.
Yeah.
As we're heading into the through the hate, I think, is our plan here.
Yeah, we're going to go to Manny's now.
Excellent.
Where we typically start the show, we're going to end today.
The joys of community radio.
And being able to just figure it out as we go.
Yeah, truly. Again, if you like community radio, you want to support the arts in San Francisco, become a bestie today. Go to bff.fm/donate, contribute to the arts in San Francisco. And otherwise, help us out. We love the support, whether that's through attending shows, bestie bashes, karaoke nights, or just repping BFF wherever you go with a speaker. We appreciate it. All right, cruising here through the hate. A thing that's coming up that I'm excited about is we have free admission days at some of the Bay Area museums.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got the Asian Art Museum coming up here this Sunday. The Legion of Honor is free every Saturday for Bay Area residents. And Tuesday, May 7th for everyone. The D. Young every Saturday for Bay Area residents. And then Tuesday, May 7th for everyone. The Museum of Craft and Design. I've never been there before. But that's free every Wednesday. Whereas the SF MoMA is free on Thursday, May 2nd for Bay Area admissions.
So many good things to go to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. As we're cruising here, we're kind of approaching the Wiggle from a different angle.
Yeah.
Look at that bike. Look, that bike's got two people in it.
That it does.
You're doing a great job piloting me around, by the way.
Thank you. It's a joy. I like that one of those kids just got in the bike and just felt right at home.
Excellent. So we're approaching the Safeway down here, kind of in the corner of, kind of, I don't know what you call this Safeway, kind of Castro-ish.
Yeah. It's not the the forgotten Safeway. It's not the unsafe way. It's not Dateway.
It's not, what's the one up on by Christopher Playground?
I heard that Secret one got... Secret Safeway.
Yeah, Secret Safeway. It's not Secret Safeway.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone's got to have a clever name for this one.
Yeah. Churchway?
Yeah, there we go.
Church Hills on Churchway?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not going to cross that one.
Yeah, no need. Missing an audio device, I'm sorry. Something just took us offline here for a second. See if we can bring this back. I don't know what's going on. This might be challenging to debug while sitting in the bike. I can hear you, and we're still on. We're just using a different microphone right now.
Okay.
A lot of troubleshooting.
We can stop here. I think we're still a little early.
Nah, we got, I mean, yeah, maybe we should. River makes the most sense for us to kind of pull over here. Hello.
Right.
Close proximity to croissants.
Yeah.
All right, do that here. Zip that there. Undo this there.
All right.
Press this button. Flip that around.
Sequoia is, you know, trying
that's
to
on. That's on.
All of
that's
it.
On. That's
I'll go
on.
Through and try to find.
That's on.
What's happening here? All right. So, how's it going?
The microphone's not working.
The microphone's not working.
No, you can hear me on the... You can use the laptop mic.
Are we just using the laptop mic
yeah,
now?
Yeah, right now we are. I'm trying to fix this. What's going on this morning?
The amount of work we're having to do to get this to work today is impressive. Some hellos out there. People tuning in. Let's see here. Who's hanging out with us? Burrito Justice, good morning. Into the ube cannolis from the last couple of weeks a little bit late. And then Catherine chimes in with
a great breakfast taco shop. Are we back?
We're back.
Woo! Well, I'm glad we're back so I can tell you about the great breakfast taco shot that Catherine just sent in to us from Todo El Dia in Noe Valley. Why are we not getting more breakfast tacos?
Great question. These look really, really delicious too.
Yeah, my gosh. Do you have a...
Did I mess something else up? Okay, we're just going to keep that there. I don't yet. Hi, everyone. Morning.
Hey, morning.
I don't have a great breakfast taco spot yet, but I would love to take in suggestions.
Yeah. Let us know. Let us know where we should go. Apparently, that spot in Noe Valley. And then Ira says, good morning, Rollover Easy. What a fun episode this is.
Hey, Ira. Good to see you. I saw Ira the other day when I was out and about on a bike ride. It's always fun running into Ira around town. We have the J rolling up on us right now.
Everybody's getting on the train here. All right, well, if we're up and running again, I guess we should get this bike up and running too.
Balboa Park Station.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We're back on. Rollover Easy. Just rolling through San Francisco. Started at a park, then we go to a school. Now we're heading to a cafe. A lot going on this Thursday morning. Hello.
Wild man crossing over the market against the life.
Not us. Somebody else we're referring to, by the way.
we're pretty responsible. Not 100%, but I'd say we're at the 85th percentile of responsibility.
I agree with that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, well, San Francisco, it is a, like, incredibly gorgeous day out right now.
Yeah. Put on that light jacket, get out there, and enjoy a Thursday in your beautiful city by the bay.
Yeah, I don't think you'll regret it. I do not think you're going to regret going outside today.
Definitely not. Loris is looking beautiful as always.
Is Dolores the prettiest street in town?
It's up there. It's one of them. You know, I think that we got some through the Presidio that are really noteworthy as well.
Yeah.
But I think Dolores is easily one of the more common. I think the ratio of commonness or traveledness, hello, to beauty is really high on Dolores.
Yeah. Agreed. All right.
Approaching Guerrero Street here.
One of my least favorite blocks to ride, I'll be honest.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
But there's suddenly like 6 or 7 cyclists here alongside us. So I think we're good.
Makes it a lot safer with more cyclists.
Company helps.
Absolutely.
All right.
Cruising up here to Valencia Street in just a moment. I'll give the right-hand turn signal.
There you go. Excellent work.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Teamwork here.
Woo. Community radio. It takes two. Oh, yeah. As we're passing the old 4B in Valencia Gardens in Rosa Parks Lane. It's looking great. We got a ambulance in the center bike lane here in Valencia.
Yeah, so what am I supposed to do in this situation? Genuine question.
I think you have to... So I think what you need to do is you would stop and get off your bike,
uh-huh.
and then you'd walk into the street and then go around the ambulance and then walk back into the bike route. This person just went to the street. They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we go on the street? Go on the street, I guess.
Go on the street.
This
yeah.
is not great.
Not ideal.
Not ideal indeed.
All right.
That's why we need the burrito plan.
Give me a burrito plan, please.
Woo!
All right. I live on the wild side here.
Yeah, we got this.
Do that. Do this. All right, and then I say we lock up there. And go on into Manny's and take up our old perch.
Yeah, yeah, let's, do you want to bring the bike right to the front?
I'm just going
to
bring it right here, lock it up.
Yeah, okay, this works.
Yeah.
I hope we see Pumpernickel the Pug, because I saw recently on their Instagram story, they went to a brand new park the other day.
I know, they went to, was it China Basin?
Yeah, so we got a new park, San Francisco, a fresh one, and it was so fresh that there weren't even other dogs that peed on any of the rocks.
That's what
I gathered from the story.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's kind of my job to be a park cheerleader, but this new park is awesome. You got to go. It's such a good park, and it's only getting better.
All right. Grab that.
There's that for you. You lock this bad boy up.
Good morning. How's it going?
What's up, Jody?
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What are you doing?
Oh, we just rode it from Muir Elementary. Where they're fixing up all the kids' bikes. We interviewed some of the kids.
Bike and roll to work week.
Yeah.
Or school.
Yeah, exactly.
And now here we are. We're doing this now.
Yeah, awesome. I'm going to hand you the mic because I got to lock up the bike still. But...
All righty.
Yeah.
So hello. Good morning.
Chris, nice to meet you.
You as well. We're here outside Manny's on a beautiful Thursday morning. People are moving to and from work,
yep.
entering the different rhythms of life and wherever their Thursdays may take them. What are we seeing out here?
We're seeing people on bikes, we're seeing people with coffees in their hands, scooters, getting on the bus, seeing it all right here on the corner of 16th and Valencia.
I love it. And lots of folks walking as well, which is a joy.
We all walk. Isn't that amazing? We do. We all walk. It doesn't matter if you're going to your bike, getting to your car, walking to the bus, we all walk some portion of the day.
That's a great point.
Pedestrian's the basic unit of being human.
That's a good way of saying it.
Or transportation.
Ooh, that's cool. Well, should we go inside and, you know, post up?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do it.
We'll head on inside Manny's and grab a seat and continue the conversation.
This is great. This is exciting. I haven't been on this show before.
Been
so
on a mobile mobile radio. Roll up on a bicycle, and we're like, we're here.
Yeah, we went to Muir and just, you know, started recording, hanging out with the kids. It was a joy. KQED did a youth takeover a couple of weeks ago, and I don't want to say ours was better, but it was up there.
Cool, thank you.
It was up there. What's up, y'all?
Morning.
You haven't opened the windows yet. It's such a beautiful day.
I was just about to.
Oh. Well, we'll chill here and we can do it together. Jody,
yes.
big question for you.
Hard-hitting journalism.
Yeah. You see our suits. You see all the plaques on the walls. We're not messing around. How do you take your coffee these days?
Just a little bit of cream, actually. Okay. Just a little bit of cream.
I think the early bird's going to go grab us a couple of coffees here.
Of course. How else would we begin?
You know, some folks go, I don't know about being on the radio, and it's like, that's a great mug.
That's with all the seals. That's perfect. I love a good white mug.
Are you? How do you make your coffee at home? With a
Chemex? My husband makes my coffee every morning because I'm the worst coffee maker. So, and we do use Chemex. So, okay. How'd you guess?
Because I'm a Chemex user myself. Okay. Just a little bit of a bias towards recency, perhaps.
Okay.
In my own life.
Yeah. I've been deemed never to make coffee in our house. Even when he's not around, he leaves me instructions.
Just make it with a credit card those days.
No, I actually attempt it, and then I drink it, but it's not as good.
Little coffee sounds for us here. I need to know, how do you make coffee this bad? Like, what's the thing you're doing?
I don't know what to say. It's just ratio, grind, just not my thing. I'm better at other things than coffee.
Everyone's got their things.
Yeah.
My real question is, are you actually bad at coffee, or are you pretending to be bad at coffee so that he'll make it for you?
That's exactly it. You knew it. No, and we have a special little ritual. Every morning we have coffee in bed together, and we just sit and start our day with a cup of coffee.
What a beautiful way to start
it is.
Today.
That's it. Yeah. It's great.
Deliver's pouring us a little bit of coffee here, the last bits of coffee sounds. We've had a sip of coffee this morning.
Yeah, we haven't
really
had a lot. Some days we're highly caffeinated by the end
of
this.
That's true. My 10 a.m. meetings just fly.
Yeah. Right, a little creamer for you.
Yep.
Is that good?
That looks great.
All right.
Perfect.
Let's all take a sip together.
All right, San Francisco. Count of three.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
One, two, and.
Oh, it's
incredible.
Yeah. Okay, so. Again, more hard-hitting journalism.
Oh, boy.
You've had your coffee in bed. You're getting ready to start the day. There's no agenda whatsoever. But all the people you love are coming over, and you got to go to breakfast. There's no lines. You can get a reservation anywhere. Where are you going to have breakfast?
My house.
Okay.
I'm not much of a breakfast person. That's the funny thing. Uh-huh. And also, my husband used to own a crumpet business.
Wow.
And he makes crumpets, so people tend to come to our house. Crumpets aren't your everyday thing.
Yeah, could you describe a crumpet for the uninitiated?
Sure. It's kind of like an English muffin, but it's not. It's a yeast-based cake that you bake on a griddle with forms, and they have all the little holes on top. It's just really a holder for butter.
Why aren't more things should be just holders for butter?
It's very
honest.
British. It's very, very British.
A holder for butter. Yeah. I love that. Okay, so you're here to tell us about more than just your breakfast preferences and your coffee mistakes.
Yep.
What's going on in the Walk SF world?
Oh, so much going on. This weekend, on Saturday, we have our annual fundraiser called the Stair Challenge. It's only our second annual. But, it should be awesome. It's 5 miles, 2,000 steps, and of course we know San Francisco has so many amazing staircases, so we take you on an adventure through the stairwalks of San Francisco.
That sounds fantastic. If folks are tuning in right now and they're like, I gotta learn more about this, what's the best way to get the information about where and when and how to meet?
Yep, so it's walksf.org, and if you go to our events page, it's the top of the events page, and it is a ticketed event. We We've already sold over 400 tickets.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll have a good turnout. I don't know if you looked at the weather. We're a little bummed that it's going to be raining on Saturday.
It's so strange. I don't want to believe it.
I'm going the other way. Walking in the rain is great.
It's like we're all San Franciscans. We know how to walk in the rain, right? Yeah. We know how to dress up and, get out there. So it should be awesome.
A little more water falling from the sky. The plants are going to be just a little bit happier. Everyone's good with it.
And what's the route that we got here?
Well, we can't tell you the route because you always get it when you get your ticket and you show up in the morning. But we are going to be starting in at the Christopher Playground over in Diamond Heights.
By Secret Safeway.
Exactly. But don't park in the Safeway parking lot if you come.
No, take public transportation or, heck, maybe walk up there.
Exactly. So, this is our second annual, and we're going to take you on about 20 staircases. So it's amazing that we have so many staircases in San Francisco, but we're going to take you on 20 staircases. Again, 5 miles, 2,000 steps. And this concept was started in Arizona, the Brisbane 1000. We saw it, and we're like, 1,000 steps. We have more than that. They use the same route every year, but no, we're changing routes every year because we have so much variety.
Excellent. So this is walk in a staircase and then walk into another staircase and then...
Yep. It's a route that's designed by our group of volunteers called the Walk Lab. We have an awesome, amazing group.
Love that name, by the way.
Yep. Group of volunteers that... they put these routes together for us, and we're so incredibly grateful. They are just so knowledgeable of San Francisco's walks and sights. And what's always amazing to me is even if you've lived here for 20-plus years or born here, you're always surprised and see something new. So that's the beauty of it all the time.
Oh, that sounds like a fantastic adventure.
I know. Is there going to be any stairways that are new to you on Saturday?
A lot. Definitely a lot. And the best thing is I think I'm going to be walking with Heather Knight and Peter Hotlob, who's coming this year. They did it last year. They're coming back this year. And so I'll hit some stairways with them.
Cool.
Nice. They're a great tandem, you know.
They're a great pair. Noted walking in San Francisco enthusiasts.
Exactly.
I have a bit of news to share with the both of you.
Tell us.
The key for our beloved perch in the window is missing. So if you know where the key is to the window at Manny's,
let us know.
Come on down and let us know. Or just bring the key
it,
back.
Just bring it back. Yeah. I got to ask, as a avid walker and enthusiast, what would you recommend as a good introductory walk? Maybe friends coming in from out of town, or perhaps you're looking for a nice afternoon date, or whatever the case may be. What do you recommend as a casual pedestrian introduction to walking in San Francisco?
Chris, that is like a trick question because you know in San Francisco, every time you walk outside your door, it doesn't matter where you are, there's always delight, right? So San Francisco has it all. We have architecture, we have commercial corridors, great places to stop, eat, and drink. So it doesn't matter. Parks, green space. Now we have parklets. So it's everything. We have it all. I can't think of a better city to walk in. Maybe Paris, maybe not. You know, it's a toss-up. But I think San Francisco, you don't have to be, you know, have a route in mind. I think it's sometimes just wandering is the best way to walk.
Sorry for the trick question. And I agree. Wandering is the best way to walk.
She gave you a trick answer, too.
Yeah.
Walk SF, pretty new organization, right? You guys are just getting started in the San Francisco scene, or has Walk SF been around for a while?
You're kidding me, right,
Luke?
25 years.
No, we've been around since 1998, and I think that it was such great foresight for the people that started it, and many of you might know Mike Smith, who started Walk San Francisco way back when, and people were really upset about the cars parked on the sidewalks, and I think that we're seeing that again 25 years later. So that's how they all started, and from there blossomed into an organization that I'm proud to lead, and it's been a long journey of a lot of different wins over the years to get so that we are all safe walking in San Francisco. We really think that safety is first. Once you get it safe, then all the enjoyment, the benefits, the health, the climate, the mental health, it all comes into play.
Yeah, part of a larger community narrative of just general health, right? Walking around, seeing that, meeting your neighbors, engaging in dialogue and conversation. Walking seems like the gateway to health in a lot of different ways throughout San Francisco.
I mean, you can't open the New York Times or another magazine and not see, like, the benefits of walking. It is just such, it's such good for us for, you know, from youth to old age.
One thing that I have been noticing recently is anytime there is a story about San Francisco or anywhere else that is doing well, the pictures are almost always people walking or people in a park. Bonus points if there's people walking in a park.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. No, that's it. And I love the fact that we are perched here at Manny's on the corner and seeing so many people just going about their daily business, yeah. getting there by walking, people walking dogs, people running to the bus. I mean, it is one of those things where, yeah, just walking about is the best thing we can possibly do.
A beautiful way to move throughout a city.
Yeah, we were just noticing or hoping that our favorite dog would walk by. And the dog is, you know...
We've got a lot of favorite dogs here. Yeah. Well, we see some of them on a regular basis, and we give them treats so that we become friends with them.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
But young Pumpernickel, we're very close with.
We can't wait to meet Pumpernickel.
We're friends on Instagram, so...
That's hilarious. Yeah, I actually was excited to come down here so that my dog wasn't barking in the background. So it's good that, yeah.
But it's community radio. We'll take all of the sounds and just blend them in.
Can't do it from the comforts of my kitchen here.
When we were at the playground earlier, it was like a cacophony of sounds. There was so much going on that schoolyard.
Yeah. Can I ask for your opinion on walking apparel? I assume the answer is whatever you are wearing at the moment is the thing to be walking.
Oh, definitely.
But walking shoes, barefoot, sandals, do you have a walking preference yourself?
Comfort over fashion sometimes, yeah. I hate to say it. Yeah. You know? I don't think that there's apparel as long as you're comfortable. So it's not like, you know, biking in Lycra or whatever. Just
get out there and do
just
it.
Just get out there and do it.
Is there a preferred shoe of the Walk SF crowd? Like when you get everyone together for a meeting... Like, what's the...
It could be the swag at the office. Yeah.
That's really funny. No, we don't. We should do that. We should hit up some shoe company and be like, hey, you should sponsor us. But, no, I am a fan of sneakers and try to get cute sneakers to wear with business attire sometimes.
Yeah. I think you're doing it.
These are very cool sneakers.
And, you know, sneakers. Mm-hmm. I think it's good for everybody.
I feel like as the walking representative, you kind of have to show up at City Hall in sneakers, right? Like, heels would not do it.
Oh, of course he would. I mean, we can say we can walk in anything, right?
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Don't drive a giant Escalade up and double park in front of City Hall and then hop out.
That's the mayor. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, stop. The mayor came out.
Is the mayor a walking enthusiast?
She is a walking enthusiast. She also came out to Golden Gate Park with us this Sunday. She was celebrating, or we were all celebrating, the 4th anniversary of Car Free JFK, so it was very exciting. She rolled up on a bike.
Hey!
I know!
That's great to hear.
It was great. She rolled up on a bike, and she also was kicking back. She was sitting on a blanket. I mean, it was a community picnic. Took her shoes off, was hanging out. It was a beautiful sight. It really, really was.
I love to hear about the mayor being out there touching grass.
It was nice. Yeah. It was good.
I heard, too, that she rode up by herself. She just, like, came up page. No?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think, yeah.
Really?
That's what I heard, but also, I'm fine with either one. She either comes by herself, or I like to see her the bodyguards on bikes,
too. I think the bodyguards were on bikes as well. I think she has still a little bit of an entourage.
Yeah.
The news is that she's looking at getting an e-bike, which I'm very excited about.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm a huge e-bike enthusiast, and so I could be the poster child for Bay Wheels.
I love that Walk SF is like, also, bikes are great.
Of course, because again, as I said, you're walking to the bike, you're hopping on the bike, you're putting it, you know, away, you're walking somewhere. We walk all the time, so, yeah. And we want you to be safe and have fun.
Jody, walking pro. What love it. Absolutely love it.
Okay, so you've got the Stair Challenge this weekend. Yep. It's your 25th anniversary. What else do you have going on the calendar for this big year?
Oh, my goodness.
Those are huge events.
Yeah, we have big events coming up. We have our 20th anniversary of Peak to Peak. It's our other big fun event. We like to bring the heart and the hard work all together.
What's Peak to Peak all about?
Yeah, so just as we have a lot of stairs, we also have a lot of peaks here in San Francisco. So our Walk Lab folks bring together a route of about 12 miles, 10 peaks. It's a full-on day, fully supported
group. We even have like a SAG wagon to help people if they can't make it. But yeah, it's great. It's a, I think of it as a love letter to San Francisco.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really sweet. It's a sweet event. And it's September 7th, Saturday, September 7th. So mark your calendar now.
Put it on the calendar now. And go, and just bookmark walksf.org. Become a member. There's going to be a pop-up. Click it. Membership. Check in.
Nice.
Get on that newsletter.
You got to get on the newsletter.
Yeah. How is she going to know about Peak to Peak?
I got to ask, you do a lot of walking one-on-ones in the office? Is walking a part of the culture of the organization as well?
Sometimes, yeah, we do. I mean, we also do walking dates as a team. We went last Monday to Shelley Drive in McLaren Park, another great car-free space that some people often forget about.
Underappreciated, but really, really nice.
Super underappreciated. And if you're into dogs, a lot of dog walkers in that park there. Lots of good dogs to pet. But yeah, we wanted to go check it out, see the views. And we often do that as a team, get out to outings. We do volunteerism. We just, yeah, working at WalkSF is also great.
Sounds like it.
I love that. I love the idea of doing walking meetings, too.
Yeah, it feels on brand. Yeah, I've been glad to hear that it is.
You're like, no, Madam Mayor, we cannot meet in your office. We have to trek around City Hall a couple times.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do a couple laps around the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Grab a cup of coffee somewhere.
Okay, so you're 25 years old as an organization. Yep. What do the next 25 years hold for WalkSF?
Wow, that's a big, big, big question.
It's hard-hitting journalism here.
I know, I love it. Well, one, we'd like to make sure that nobody is hit or killed by a car. That's the number one, right? So Vision Zero, Walk San Francisco was critical to getting the city to pass Vision Zero. We know that we're not there yet, but I think that we had a lot to learn in the last 10 years and the tools to make our streets safer. So, you know, that is the number one. And then it is all about the enjoyment of walking and beautification. I know, Luke, you work a lot about this on your day job, but it is about the way we feel when we're outside, the way that the city feels, the life, the joy that our streets can bring us. And I think that that's what we're just looking at in terms of all the benefits of what's happening between building to building.
Ah, from building to building and everywhere you walk in between.
And everywhere you walk in between.
I love that.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been
so fun.
So very good.
Thank you for the coffee. Thanks for all the great hard-hitting questions.
Tough stuff here. WalkSF.org. Get some tickets for this weekend's event. Walk out in the rain. Enjoy it. That sounds like a lovely way to spend a Saturday.
Yeah, anyone who's sitting at home going, oh, it's going to be raining on Saturday. No, you're going to be walking with your friends in the stairs. I bet there's going to be some trees overhang.
You're going to hear some birds making new members in community.
The clouds are going to open up at one point, and the city's just going to be right
there. Everyone's going to cheer. I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, last question before we let you go. Where are you walking to next?
I'm going to walk back to the BART so I can get to the office.
Nice.
Yeah, we were right in the mission. So thanks so much for hosting this, you know, radio show just one stop away.
We try to make it easy on you, that's for sure.
Jody, what a pro.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks. This is so fun. Thank you, everybody.
All right. We'll catch you later.
Bye, Luke. Bye.
All right. What a joy.
Walking into the sunrise, good. I suppose, this part of the morning.
Now we should go talk with 2K Angie.
2K.
Telling us about downtown First Thursdays. We're coming back. We're just gonna you can join this conversation because 2K here is our next guest.
Good morning, Angie.
The one, the only.
Hello. Yeah.
Both sides. How are you?
I know. I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Just learned all about walking in San Francisco. This is
for it. Hello, Mike.
Hello, microphone.
Do you want me to hold this? No.
I'll just do this. You know,
we got mic issues this morning. So.
Yeah, we typically have about four or five, sometimes six mics.
Yes.
And we're down to two today.
What happened?
Ask Sequoia. This is
when we lost the key.
I don't know.
We lost the key.
Yeah,
we lost the mic input.
We lost the mics. We don't ask questions.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. I'll debug off air.
Yeah. Okay.
So, do you have anything going on tonight? What's happening?
That was a crazy prompt.
Yeah, right. If you have anything going on tonight, what's happening?
Whatever you had for coffee this morning,
journalism.
Please drop the recipe. Yes, Luke, we do have something going on tonight. So today is the first Thursday of the month. It is May 2nd. Snap to that. And that means it is the first of the Downtown First Thursday Festival downtown, 2nd Street from Market to Howard. It's like picture every fantasy you've ever wanted of like what a city could be, and then throw it downtown on the first Thursday.
We interviewed Katie Birnbaum not too long ago, and like she kind of had a similar vision for like everything that you kind of imagine a city to be. What does that look like tonight?
So we're going to have music, obviously, but we're going to have all different types of music. Aluna is headlining, which the like 15-year-old me is jumping for joy because I've been listening to her since I was 15. So it's coming full circle. We're going to have drag. There's going to be amazing food vendors. There's also going to be like local kind of art market type of vendors. So you can come support your local artists and your local businesses and your local drag queens and your local musicians.
Wow.
I don't know how it's all possible, but it's happening.
That's amazing. On a scale of like 1 to 10, what's your excitement level and your stress level?
Okay, stress level, none, because Katie Birnbaum and her whole team is actually the most iconic thing that's happened to San Francisco.
They're such pros.
Oh, they are like doing this festival with like no sweat, just like jumping around in the streets, and I love it. And I'm so inspired. So no stress. Tons of excitement. I'm really excited. It's going to be amazing. Also, it's kind of about time San Francisco has a downtown festival.
Yeah.
So this is festival one, week one of this. How long does this extend into the future?
I don't know what mic to talk into. Just, okay.
Yeah, we don't either.
It's overwhelmed by the options. Okay, so it's going to be the first Thursday of every month for the next year. Yes, I know. Also, I kind of think it's... I'm going to say iconic again, that it's happening in May because May is my birthday month and it's like Gemini season and spring is happening. So like this is a new beginning. I think the universe is having good energy come into it. But yeah, for a whole year, there will be a festival downtown every Thursday of the month, first Thursday.
I love it. Late May birthday?
Late May. I'm a Gemini, so May 24th.
Cool. Also, shout out Geminis.
The Friday of Memorial Day weekend. So again, also... I'm just going to talk about myself really quick.
It's community radio is what we're here for.
I'm turning 24 on May 24th in 2024, and I'm a twin, and four is a double of two. So I think a supernova is going to happen.
Wow.
You heard it here first on Science Friday from NPR.
This is called a golden birthday, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
You're wearing a very cool golden shirt right now, too.
Isn't it kind of crazy?
Yeah, I really like it.
It's a good look.
I was trying to get dressed this morning of, like, what could be disco and... Because I also have to go to a DCCC meeting after the Downtown First Thursdays
B-U-S-Y. What does that spell? Angie!
One of my favorite San Francisco things is going from one event to another event that's... incredibly different, and realizing that San Francisco is the only place you could do that, and that you're probably the only person who's like balancing both at that particular time.
Today's gonna be really crazy. I'm also dragging all my friends with me to go through this crazy adventure of like going downtown to help, you know, throw a disco on Second Street, and an hour later, we're going to be running to the DCCC meeting because they're having a special committee hearing about sexual harassment in the Democratic Party.
I love that you're, like, making time to, like, leave a party and go to that.
Yeah, I mean, the other one's not a party, but it's important work, so.
Yeah.
Both are bringing communities together, just in different ways.
San Francisco contains multitudes.
Boom.
Folks want to read some information about First Thursdays. What's the website they can go to or Instagram handle?
Okay, so go to dftsf.com. It's going to have one, all the social media handles, but two, a map of everything so you can get a lay of the land. It will have a list of vendors, different stages, so that way you can plan. It's literally a festival. Like, there are set times for people. So this is not a joke. So go to dftsf.com.
I love it. So this is the first one. What do you hope like grows out of this? Like, say things go as magically as I anticipate them to go. How does this festival look different in 6 months from now?
I think it should be bigger and also like just more extravagant. And what would it look like to not just be supporting like local artists, but bringing in these big names and getting people from across the bay to come to San Francisco and downtown specifically? I think the first one is going to be a lot of the locals and a lot of San Francisco neighbors going to support their community. But I'm excited to see the rest of the Bay Area come up. Like, what South Bay is going to start coming up for this. People in Oakland are going to come from this and Berkeley. So it's going to be exciting.
Well, what BART stop should they get off at?
They should get off at Powell. I think that's the right. Or
I'll
Montgomery?
Go with Montgomery.
Montgomery? Okay.
I mean, It's a block or two between either.
Hashtag walk SF.
Hashtag just like Embarcadero if you want. SF. You know what? Don't even take part. Walk down Market.
Yeah. It's
go
your street,
on a journey
San Francisco.
Of Market.
Yeah. Be the one to revitalize Market by your own self.
By your footsteps.
Yeah.
Boop. I love it.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I have to say. Come to Downtown First Thursdays. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be amazing. Yeah, what a better way to bring back downtown than throw a giant disco.
Can I hit you with my hot take on how to bring back downtown?
Sure. I mean, I think everyone has a hot take about it.
So the sea lions are back at Pier 39. You hear about this?
I just saw that this morning.
So there's like 1,000 of them down there, right?
And, lots.
And the sea lions, I don't know if you know this, the sea lions first appeared in 1989.
I didn't know.
They're
okay.
A relatively new phenomenon. Yeah. And we didn't really understand why they came in at first, but they're here to stay, right? Mm-hmm. The used to be called Neptune's Delight Seafood. It's now the Crab House Seafood down there on Pier 39. Yeah. The owner, in an interview in like 1990 or something, was like, "Our business has doubled since these sea lions came in." So I think to revitalize downtown, we need to usher in a migratory path of animals for everyone to wrap their arms around collectively. It could be more parrots. Maybe it's like
animal,
the bison's room. Like,
oh, bison.
But like what animal Raccoons. Should we bring to downtown to double Force business?
Park. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. okay, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah. Right.
Done.
What do we what animal would work well in downtown San Francisco to double business?
This feels like a really important answer. I have not thought about what animal would thrive downtown. I feel like horses. Like why don't we have more horses?
Great question.
Great question.
Like, you know, support Muni and support horses. Like, use horses for transportation, but also they're just, like, majestic figures to have.
Yeah. Horse share. It's like bike share, but, I mean, it's just like...
Scan this QR code to get your horse.
Yeah, yeah. Partner.
I cannot wait to be able to ride a horse around downtown.
I think PETA's
going to
cancel me for making that joke about... horse share.
Oh, no, we're talking about wild horses coming in like the sea lions came in naturally to downtown, so I think you're fine.
What other animals would be good downtown? I don't know why. I just really like giraffes, but I don't think giraffes in San Francisco.
That's great. They could stand on the ground and then we could feed them at the Salesforce Tower while we're walking around up top.
Wait, like the redwood forest that's supposed to be a thing?
Oh,
like, can we just put trees that giraffes eat and then they can just go graze?
Yeah.
Maybe more birdhouses for the...
I was going to say, we need to make room for the pandas out at the zoo. Maybe
let
we can just...
not forget.
Let us just bring the giraffes
lest
here.
Lest we not forget what the mayor has been working on.
Pandas.
Were you, did you know about this, dare I say, pandemonium?
I had no idea it was happening.
I didn't know it was such a thing either. I didn't know that we needed several news articles for every panda developed.
I'm going to be honest. I only really think about pandas when I think about the San Diego Zoo. Wasn't that a thing? Wasn't there like a baby panda born in the San Diego Zoo? Like... a couple years ago.
I think it's a big deal when...
What's the deal with pandas? Why are we all obsessed with them?
I don't know, but I hope they come downtown.
Next week on Roll Over Easy.
We're going to be live from the zoo interviewing a panda.
Well, best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Very excited for Downtown First Thursdays. Will you tell us the website again?
DFTSF.com.
I love it.
And it looks great. It's got a map on here as well. Unwind, explore, and connect as the fun takes place on 2nd Street between Market and Howard along neighborhood alleyways ready for you to explore. And some bars on Natoma and Minna.
Also, it's family friendly. I know I just really made it seem like we're raging downtown, which hopefully some of us are, but it's also family friendly. So this is going to be all of San Francisco coming downtown. So if you have kids who want to go like hang out, you need them to use all their energy from the sugar rush before you put them down to bed, go to Downtown First Thursdays.
Okay, I love it.
Good to know.
I'm excited for the discotheque on Minna Street, maybe even the jams on Jesse.
We have a giant disco ball. Like, it's huge.
I saw a picture.
Is it an avocado, or is it just a disco ball? Or?
It's just a disco ball.
Oh, okay.
It's just a disco ball. But no one's to say there will not be a disco avocado one day.
We know a guy.
We know somebody. Yeah. We got it. We got your disco avocado.
Yeah, you're the plug.
Yeah. We're definitely the avocado plugs. Yes. Feel confident. I'm fine with that. Holla. Well, 2K, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on this. What's turning out to be just an absolutely gorgeous San Francisco day today?
It's insane. I love it.
You chose a good weather day for this.
I'm telling you, May is the time of rebirth in springtime, and now we're having beautiful weather. First festival downtown.
Love it.
Coffee.
RSVP.
What's a song to send the folks? You got like less than a minute. What's a song for folks to play?
Oh my God. Begging by Chris Lake featuring Aluna.
Wow, Begging by Chris Lake.
You feel that?
That was, you knew it. You knew it right there. You got a last word to send the people into their Thursdays with?
Happy Thursday. Go outside. Enjoy life. Enjoy San Francisco. That's it. That's all I got to say, party people.